Radio.
Hello.
Hey, everybody, this is John, and welcome once again to another turgid edition of the Bang Radio Hour Retro Minicast. That's right, summer reruns. All right, I see we have picked up a bunch of new listeners, so thanks to everybody out there for sharing these little mini-casts around and talking us up, and thanks to NFL Addiction, which is a gigantic Facebook group filled with NFL addicts, as strange as that may seem. Anyway, big thanks to all those folks over there who gave us a listen last week and enjoyed the last episode. I think it caught a lot of y'all by surprise, which is cool, man. I dig that. And that was our first in a partnering with the NFL Addiction Group. And these minicasts are perfect for you folks. These are perfect. This is the off season. Tom and I only do one show per month or so. And all our regular listeners are laughing right now. Once a month. You've got to be crazy. Anyway, in between, I put out these minicasts that go back over some of the fun we've had over the last 13 NFL seasons. So if you're new to us, welcome. And we'll start off by telling you that I am John, which a lot of people get wrong. Okay, I can't believe it. After all these years, people still don't know which one is which, even though Tom tells you at the beginning of every episode. Anyway, I do the voices and whatnot. So one of my favorite parts of the show is the end when we read emails and Facebook and Twitter comments, because a lot of it catches me by surprise. I try not to. All I see is that it's coming in for the show. And as soon as I look at it, as long as I know it's not spam, I'm going to try not to read it until we get it actually on the show. One of the things that we like to do is play question for a character. And since a lot of you are new, you don't know all of these characters yet, but it doesn't matter. Catch along, like in this email from 2014.
All right, Chip Underwood, John.
Oh, Chip Underwood.
Chip Underwood says, how about a Christmas Carol with Myron Cope?
Dead Myron Cope?
Dead, I don't, well, I do we have a choice?
Let's see here, got a... Gotta pull the old jawbones open here. Jingle bells, distiller smell, I'm dead, fuck you. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Tom, sorry. Since the Steelers missed the damn playoffs, I just hate myself.
All right, Scrooge. You know,
all right, good King Wenzer sat down to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then he realized it was January and there weren't no goddamn Steelers game on TV because it was time for the goddamn playoffs and the goddamn Steelers didn't make it. All right. Hark the Pittsburgh Steelers stink. Roethlisberger is a fink. All right. On the first day of Christmas, the Steelers gave to me nothing because the goddamn season was over. On the second day of Christmas, the Steelers gave to me two middle fingers because they couldn't make the stupid playoffs. On the third day of Christmas, the Steelers gave to me absolutely nothing. Two middle fingers because they couldn't make the stupid playoffs. On the fourth day of Christmas, the Steelers gave to me four lame excuses. Absolutely nothing. Two middle fingers because they couldn't make the stupid damn playoffs. On the fifth day of Christmas, the Steelers gave to me no chance for a ring. What the hell is that? I don't understand. It don't make no sense because the Steelers is supposed to go to the goddamn playoffs. All right, woo! That's enough. I'm dead.
That is fantastic. Oh, my God. Well, somebody who cannot blame the referees is Norv Turner. San Diego got their ass kicked.
Dude, that interception for a touchdown that Rivers threw on the sidelines is one of the funniest plays I've seen in a long time.
I know.
He just threw it right to him.
I was like, what the hell was that?
I'm telling you, Rivers is Norv in a helmet. Right. That's all he is. He is Norv in a helmet. They're like Siamese Norse.
Oh my God. That's funny. Well, Norv can explain everything though, John, but before he does, he's got this one reporter. He's going to set this reporter straight and he's going to explain everything after he just, well, here, this is what he says to the reporter.
What do you think? I mean, what do you think the answer to that question is? Answer it for me. Is it acceptable? No, it's not acceptable. You know the answer to that. Is that what acceptable, having a blocked punt and having a interception for touchdown? No. Okay? That's not what we're trying to accomplish out there. We're trying to go win games. And those things are keeping us from winning. No, that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to play hard and not win. But that's what happened. I'm going to explain to you what happened out there.
Really?
Are you trying to kill? Are you kidding me?
No. Wait,
you passed up. We didn't talk about.
Is that what acceptable? Having a blocked punt and having a interception for a touchdown? Blocked punt and having a kick.
Oh, Norv. Oh. You're something, I must say.
That's great.
Obviously, you want to win the football game. We're taking the baby steps that we need to go out and win a football game one of these days. You know, it just takes time.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? Look, let me tell you something. When I took over, we was a 14-2 football team, and in just 5 years, I've gotten us to the point where we're a national joke. Now, maybe that's not what I was hired to do, but I don't know. That's what I'm good at, so that's what I'm going to do.
Hasn't been too good.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's going to explain
Norv it. Explaining it.
I'm going to explain to you what happened out there.
All right. He's going to tell us about the punt and interception touchdowns.
Well, in any game, and we've obviously, unfortunately, had the conversation, if you give up a punt return, a punt block punt for a touchdown, and you give up an interception return for a touchdown, you're going to put yourself in jeopardy in terms of winning the game.
Oh, Captain Obvious to the rescue. That's
We've had this conversation before, boys. You know, you can't go giving up punt returns for touchdowns and interception returns for touchdowns. It's going to put you in jeopardy for your obvious goal of winning the football game. What the hell is that? We've had this conversation before. Now, I know y'all have been playing football since you were like 7 years old, but let me tell you, a punt return for a touchdown is not a good thing.
What?
What? What?
What?
Philip, when you run towards the sidelines and you throw an interception to a guy whose name can't even be remembered by his mama and he runs it up the sidelines for a touchdown, that's just not what you want to do there. It's not really what you're looking for. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, I know.
We had the conversation.
It's like it's the Andy Reid press conference all over again, you know? Same thing going on there. And I, you know what, I know, and I know what they mean, because I, you know, when Dallas is losing, I hear the same thing from Romo, I hear the same thing from Garrett. It's just the same old speech. You get tired of it. But I don't know, something about Norv. There's something about Norv saying it.
It's because he's still got that alfalfa sprout at the back of his head. He's still got that same haircut he's had since he was in the first grade. You know. And he says the most obvious things. He's such a nice fella, you know. God dang.
I know, and the man on the moon is still looking at me off his left cheek. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah. We accomplished some of the goals that we set out to accomplish there today, Tom. Like we played all the way through to the end of the game. We were able to do that. And we were able to have more than 90% of our plays happen without a turnover. I don't need to tell you how high of a number that is. I mean, all you guys, y'all remember the one or two bad plays like a punt return for a touchdown or an interception return for a touchdown. But you don't ever focus on the times we punt that it doesn't get returned for a touchdown or how many times Phillip throws an interception that doesn't go back for a touchdown. He's had a lot more interceptions that have not been returned for a touchdown. Nobody ever seems to mention that.
Yeah, when you got to focus on the positives.
Right. We managed to make sure all of our Gatorade cups were cleaned up in the sidelines and put in their proper receptacles.
Focus.
Been a really big...
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally hard to work around the sidelines with a lot of cups around your feet, and it's hard to accomplish the goals you want to accomplish, especially in like the areas of tidiness and personal cleanliness.
Well, here's Norv saying what they wanted to accomplish.
I thought we accomplished a number of things we set out to accomplish. Obviously, the thing we wanted to accomplish was to win the game, and we weren't able to do that.
Really?
Obviously. You know, that's obviously like in the top five of things you want to have happen during the course of the game.
Block punt and have a punt, kick.
Well, nobody had to go to the bathroom during the game. That's a big positive. It means all of our players were there and ready to play when we needed them. A couple of times I need something this year from somebody. Turn around there. Whether he's off to the men's room taking care of some personal business that should have been handled before the game. So we're seeing improvement there.
Poor Norv. You know who I feel bad for is Mrs. Norv, who has to wait till afterwards when he comes home and goes, you know, honey, I'm telling you, he says all the same shit again.
I know, right?
Yeah, we tried to accomplish, we set out to accomplish some goals, but we didn't quite accomplish everything, but you know, the man my age, sometimes you need some Viagra, so we won't take that, we'll accomplish what we're looking to accomplish.
Block punt and have a kick.
Right. That's exactly what I meant to say.
I bet you if you take Norv's shirt off, there's a Hellman's label right there on his chest.
All right, let's move on.
Bang Radio.
Oh, Irvin's going to ask T.O. about Randy Moss getting traded, and this will shed some light on what I'm talking about.
Give me your thoughts on the Randy Moss trade.
I mean, it's ridiculous, you know, the fact that this guy has done all these things, the time that he's been there to help that organization get to the point of trying to win a Super Bowl, he came up short. When you think about Tom Brady going into the final year of his contract, why does Tom get a new contract and Randy doesn't? That baffles me to death.
That baffles him to death.
Baffles me, Tom.
That baffles me to death.
He is baffled.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, Tom. He is baffled.
It's ridiculous. That baffles me to death.
He's baffled to death. A wide receiver in Cincinnati today was baffled to death. Police investigators are on the scene trying to figure out what happened.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo.
I was baffled to death. Cause of death? Baffling. I can send the medical examiner now. Well, cause of death is obviously baffling. You can see here, his eyes are wide open, his mouth won't stay shut. He's obviously baffled himself to death. He is baffled. What I find to be ridiculous is they sit there and they say, how come the quarterback gets the money? Look, I don't care where you are, how long you've been around, how long the NFL is going to be around, the quarterback is going to get paid.
Right.
You might as well accept it. They are the guys that touch the ball every single play. Whether you like it or not, they get the credit for the win. They get smashed when they lose. How often do you see a wide receiver held out? Hey, how come we lost the game because of you? Quarterbacks, man, they get their ass dragged through the ringer over that
stuff. Well, Irvin says he's the reason Aikman's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Listen to this.
Are you disrespecting the wide receivers by talking up Aaron Rodgers?
I love my quarterbacks.
This is the best receiver group in the league.
I just love them.
Why you put an S on that? I mean, there was Troy.
Marshall Falk's a dick.
You only had one.
I put Troy in the hall, but, you know, I got Steve Walsh.
You say that again? Who called his balls? Yes, I put him. I said, me. Look at it.
We were on the combo tandem.
I think that was.
He has a fit. That was me.
Who called those balls?
Who caught those balls?
Who called those balls?
Who caught the ball?
And he's going, it was me. That might, you know, I know he's saying it was me, but that's almost a new sounder.
Oh, they're both of them.
I mean, really, is that any different than...
No.
No, it's...
He's going off on that particular. I like there's a little part in between there, and you, because somebody's talking over him on, and he says that was me again. He's going, oh, that was me.
I know.
He's really upset.
Who called his balls?
Everybody.
Oh
please, I don't know.
That was me.
Wow. Michael Irvin, we could do a show all week long about Michael Irvin.
I'll tell you what, the beginning of the new cartoon with Michael Irvin in the front of that is getting a lot of good reviews. I've had a lot of people tell me that the Singletary part sucks. They love Colonel Coughlin, and that part with Irvin in the beginning is hilarious.
Well, listen to him talk about Randy Moss.
Well, Randy Moss will show up. Now, let's talk about that. Monday night, Randy Ross.
Okay.
Randy Moss and Darrell Revis again.
It's Astro the dog. Randy Ross and Rhett Favre. Rhett Favre going to Darrell Revis. Here he comes, Rhett Ross. Randy Ross. Randy Ross, first round.
Well, Randy Moss will show up. Now, let's talk about that. Monday night, Randy Moss.
Okay.
Randy Moss and Darrell Revis again.
Randy Moss. Hey, this is Frank Caliendo, along with George W. Bush,
John Ben,
and Al Pacino.
And you're listening to John and Tom
on the Bang Radio Hour. Whoa! Oh, I just ate myself.
All right, somebody who's going to talk about the Jets game as in pregame. This is, I don't get it. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know if this guy's anywhere but this Pro Football Weekly podcast or not.
Oh, he's on WLAD in Danbury, Connecticut, I think.
Oh, really? Danbury, Connecticut.
AM radio in Danbury, Connecticut.
Bart Basterna. Well, he's on this Pro Football Weekly podcast, and he's going to do a preview of the of the Jets Raider or Seattle. I'm sorry, they were playing Seattle Jets Seahawks right. game, and this guy John, he's right out of the 20s. I swear, he thinks he's on the radio in 1926.
Is he wearing a zoot suit?
I'll bet he is. I will bet. I wonder if he's got to be like, he's probably like 80 years old.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, here's how that went.
Meanwhile, the 3-5 New York Jets are coming off a bye, and this week they are in Seattle to take on the 5-4 Seahawks. Bart Basterna has the story.
Bye week time has just been swell for the New York Jets. Backup quarterback Tim Tebow was the subject of trade rumors. Starting QB Mark Sanchez was questioned incessantly about his impending reunion with Seattle's Pete Carroll.
Do they have to clean off his microphone when he's done? Because I think he's just puking all over it.
Everything's coming up just swell for Tim Tebow.
What the hell is this? Seriously, what the? You have to go to school to learn to talk like that? You've been in broadcasting school. What is that? That class down the hallway?
By week time has just been swell for the New York Jets.
He probably doesn't even use a microphone. He's probably got one of those big megaphones that they use, like those old cheerleader things that they had back in the day.
I figured
New York.
His microphone's on a stand, and it's one of those great big microphones with the big call letters on the side of it, you know. And
while it would have seemed that the New York Jets were sitting high in the catbird seat, it's become quickly apparent that the big cheese, Rex Ryan, has nothing but a pocket full of wooden nickels.
He needs to talk to his producer, so he reaches over and grabs the can that's connected to the string with the can at the other in the other room.
Right. I'm getting some feedback here.
His old college coach, who told him to stay in school instead of entering the NFL draft a few years back. And then a periodicals poll of NFL players tapped gangrenes Rex Ryan as the league's most overrated coach. Then again, maybe all of these distractions are a good thing for the Jets, because the football on the AFC side of Jersey hasn't been too good.
Hey, it hasn't been too good at all.
Hasn't been too good.
Not too good there, Tom. It's not been too good. It's been bad.
Hasn't been too good.
No, we need some dogs. Not no meows.
How about Eagles football?
Hasn't been too good.
Right.
Not too good at all. Yeah, see? Things over there suck, see? You'd think that a big hurricane came and swept New Jersey away. Yeah. Dateline, New York City, Jets pigskin pitching palooka Mark Sanchez has been obviously spending so much time with his peepers glued to the glorious games of Flapper Eva Longoria that it's obvious he's been thinking more about making whoopee with his hot tamale than he does about the gridiron.
He's the bum. He's the palooka.
Right.
Top Cat Rex Ryan says Sanchez is the real McCoy, not just another barrel of horse feathers.
He's a palooka.
He's a mug. Yeah, see, he's a palooka. Yeah, he's a mug.
Hasn't been too good.
Right. All right, let's continue on.
Sanchez's Jets are in Seattle, where the Seahawks are tough birds to bring down. Rex Ryan points out that rookie opposing QB Russell Wilson is extra dandy.
What?
Did he really say that?
Extreme dandy.
All right, I'm going to have to start rolling tape on WLAD now. I got to hear his regular everyday show.
That's be ridiculous. Funny. That is funny.
Top Cheese Rex Ryan assured me all was Jake, and that I could bet my sweet patootie that the Jets would soon remind fans why they're the ring-a-ding-doodle of the National Football League.
Holy moly.
Right.
Hey, watch your language. We're on the air here.
Extreme dandy.
Extreme dandy. See if that'll slide past the censors.
Oh, that that is funny.
Actually,
right there.
Back in the 20s, X-Tree Dandy meant you were gay, I think.
What?
I think that's what it meant. If they, if you called somebody X-Tree Dandy and they weren't gay, they were gonna punch your lights out. Give me the runaround, see?
Russell yeah. Wilson is X-Tree Dandy.
Gay!
Yeah, see? That fellow over there, he's X-Tree Dandy.
That's gay.
He's not just your... He's not your everyday run-of-the-mill dandy. He's extra dandy.
Extra dandy.
Oh, my gosh. This guy's priceless. All right, let's play some more here.
In the Pacific Northwest.
The Pacific Northwest. Over here in the Pacific Northwest, John.
Way out there in the wilds of the Pacific Northwest. Hands, the land of Bigfoot. Sasquatch territory, my friends. You can see here, Lewis and Clark passed by just 5 days ago.
Oh, shit. Reality, the kid keeps his team in contention by minimizing the miscues, making Marshawn Lynch feel the love, and eating up enough clock to keep one of the NFL's top defenses fresh. Although Coach Carroll wants a little more of the focus pocus from his D.
Oh,
well, Coach,
God.
The way your opponents have been playing lately, a sharp cheddar, let alone a sharp defense, may be enough to stop the Jets. For Pro Football Weekly, I'm Bart Pasterna.
Whoa, he is so witty.
He's got his P's and Q's up on top of the things there, Tom. He's going to say that the best way to stop the Jets is to throw cheese on the field.
Focus, pocus.
Right.
What was the other one he said there? He had two of them in that one.
Way out in the Pacific Northwest, land of French lumberjacks. And now, this uppity quarterback, X-Street Dandy.
X-Street Dandy. Focus, pocus. Bye week time has just been swell for the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Swell. Honestly, is there anybody left who says swell?
Yeah. Bart Pasterna.
Bart Pasterna. Keeping alive the old terms. There you go. Pretty soon we're going to find out. That,
hey, here you have offensive lineman DeBrickashaw Ferguson. He's the bee's knees. He's the whole ball of wax.
Bart Pasterna needs to get together with Edna Blumpkin. She'll loosen him up a little bit.
You know, the last time that I was out in the great Pacific Northwest, I was having a lesbian affair with Sacagawea.
X-Tree Dandy.
That's what they called me, X-Tree Dandy. The only way a girl could be X-Tree Dandy back in those days was to do things in the rumble seat that nobody else was willing to do. I was X-Tree Dandy.
Oh, man. That's great.
Oh my God,
he's priceless.
He is. You could drag him into Antiques Roadshow and they'd go, "Ooh, a 1920s radio broadcaster.
Right.
This is worth about $15,000."
All right, closing things out there with the ring-a-ding radio voice of Bart Pasterna, giving us his take on an upcoming Jets game from 2012, or 1926, I'm not exactly sure. But that was a lot of fun. That was a hell of a lot of fun. Anyway, that's it for this week, and as always, go to bangradiohour.com and press that donation button. I mean, goddammit, I almost starved to death last year thanks to a lot of you stingy bastards. I mean, it would mean so much to us. It really would. Follow us on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour. You can find us on our Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. And everybody head on over and join NFL Addiction, a new Facebook group that is just chock full of NFL fans. It's a lot of fun. There's trivia contests. They got all kinds of crap going on over there. I mean, really, you want a group that hops and keeps all the political garbage off your Facebook page? Join NFL Addiction. Those guys are a lot of fun. I post over there quite a bit. It's a good group of fans. All right, that's it for this week. We'll see you next time. Later.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat last night's leftovers from lunchbox, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like La Tasca and Pizza Express.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Compare the Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains, and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat your lunch al desco, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Coast to Coast. And Prezzo.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy so compares the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.